Representative Mike Simpson has laid out a $33 billion Columbia Basin Fund. While it includes breaching the four lower Snake River dams, it also addresses replacing their benefits, such as energy and irrigation for local agriculture. Brian Brooks heads the Idaho Wildlife Federation. He says it's a critical lifeline for the region's endangered salmon and steelhead.
My reaction to Simpson coming out with this plan is finally, finally, someone is giving this attention to this issue because it is such a big problem and it's going to require a big solution, and Simpson is giving it the attention it deserves.
Simpson has been working on the plan for 3 years and has held 300 meetings with stakeholders over that time. Other congressional leaders in the region have pushed back on the proposal, saying it's too expensive and might not recover salmon. However, groups such as the Columbia Snake River Irrigators Association and Northwest River Partners, which have dismissed dam breaching in the past, say they're willing to consider this plan. Brooks describes this as a sea change. He says removing the dams would bring sustainable numbers of salmon back to Idaho.
This proposal recognizes that there are other ways to get products to market. There are other ways that we can generate power, but there is only one way for our fish to get back to Idaho and to the ocean.
Brooks says people in the region, especially communities that rely on endangered fish species, are hurting.
The current system right now is leaving people behind. And if we recognize that these are friends and families that are losing right now, I think that it's a lot easier to say, you know what, yeah, let's roll up our sleeves and talk about a way where we all get what we want.
More than a dozen fish species have become endangered since the dams were constructed. In 2019, only 14 sockeye salmon made it back to central Idaho to spawn. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.